Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. I am Dr. Tommy Watson, where we share the grit and glory behind stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. Want to learn how to tell and sell your story? Go to tawatson.com and go into the Programs and Products tab and click on a Million Dollar Business Pathway to get started. Folks, you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Joining me, I have the one and only Kathy Marshall. Amazing story, amazing author, speaker as well, right?
Yes.
You're doing a little bit of everything.
And I go by Kadori.
Kadori.
Yes.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed. I'm well. How about you?
Hey, all is well. Another day above ground is a great day, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And we have a new administration in office, so.
You're really excited there, right? Looking up. Yes. So, Kadori, tell us a little about yourself.
Well,
what you doing? Any latest happenings?
Okay, yeah. Sure. My birth name is Kathy Marshall. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm one of 13 siblings.
Wow.
The second oldest. There's 8 girls and 5 boys.
Wow.
I'm a mother of 5. I go by Kadori, that's my brand name, it's a little story behind that. I can tell you about that a little later. Yeah. I wanted something different because there's like a gazillion Kathy, so I wanted something that stood out. But I'm an author, entrepreneur, philanthropist, have an I Love Me hoodie clothing line, and I am a registered nurse with 25 years experience in healthcare.
Wow. And thank you very much for being one of those frontline workers as well. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a tough year, and I appreciate the efforts. So you're talking about one busy lady out there, man.
Yeah, busy. Always
amazing.
Going on. Yep.
Amazing. Well, Kadori, you know, the purpose of this broad podcast is to really showcase and give our audience a chance to meet, you know, amazing people like yourself and have them hear more of your backstory in terms of how you got to where you got to. And some of the challenges and giving us a blueprint in terms of how you made it out of some of those challenges. So I'm going to start off with the first question. And Kadori, what has been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally or professionally?
I don't know if it's necessarily an obstacle, but it was a couple of things actually in my life that were tragic that happened about 10 years ago. I lost my oldest son to a motorcycle accident.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so that was, thank you. That was really difficult. Had to go through a lot of grief counseling and stuff to really get out of that so I wouldn't go and get depressed. And through that, though, I actually started living my purpose more because I'm like, my son, if he's gone and he's 25, what am I supposed to be doing? So through that, I did get on path that. Then just 3 years ago, I went through a divorce after 24-year marriage. So, that really took a lot out of me. But, you know, I bounced back from that and doing well and still, you know, living my dream to the fullest now, living for me.
Yeah. And I so appreciate you so much being transparent about those things. You know, as parents sometimes, we don't often realize, we always want to believe that someday we'll leave here before our kids leave here, right?
Right.
And for those of us who are pretty fortunate to not have experienced that, tell us a little bit how it feels as a parent to have to deal with something so tragic. What were the feelings and emotions you had to deal with during that moment?
Just unimaginable. Actually, I remember that day very vividly. Of course, you never forget that I had just had like a 45-minute conversation with my son on the phone because we were extremely close. He had gotten to a point in his life where, you know, when they're teenagers and they go through all that, now they're finally at a point where you can actually be their friend.
Sure.
You don't have to be their parent as much. So we had a wonderful relationship, and after he hung up the phone to go walk the dog, all I know is about 2 hours later, I started getting calls from everywhere. My siblings are scattered everywhere, and I knew once I was getting those calls back to back, something had happened.
Wow.
And I remember answering the phone, and one of my sisters was screaming in the phone. And me as a nurse, we're taught not to tell people bad stuff over the phone because anything can happen. They got to come to the hospital and go in a little room to hear news. But course, these, you know, nobody's trained like that, but I could hear her as I was hanging up the phone. I didn't want to hear any bad news, say my son's name.
Wow.
And I didn't answer the other calls. I knew something had happened. I actually ended up calling him myself and saying, hey, something bad has happened. I want you to call me and, you know, you can tell me what happened because I know you'll know how to tell me what happened. I was thinking that he knew what happened. I didn't realize it was actually him. Wow. And something in my spirit told me maybe like an hour later it was him before I found out the final news of it. But anyway, I just knew because we were so close that I would need help. I knew that from the very beginning. I knew that it wasn't going to be something that I could deal with or brush under the rug. I knew I was going to need grief counseling and everything else to mm-hmm. pull me through that. Nobody else in my family had gone through that. Mm-hmm. I'm one of 13 siblings and all of us are still here. So my mom hasn't went through losing a child. My oldest brother lost a son that was stillborn many years before, but I was the first one in the family to lose an actual child that had, you know, lived. So I just got therapy. I prayed a lot and I got involved in a lot of groups. I'm still in one of the groups today. Right. It's called Angel Moms. And it's a group where all moms in that group have lost children from miscarriages all the way 30 and 40 years old, a child as an adult. And we meet like once every 2 months and eat and we support each other on the child's angelversary, birthday, our birthday. So those type of things helped me make it through, but it was really hard. And now I'm to a point where I've gotten peace with it actually. And I'm able to live my purpose because I remember things he would say to me as a child, like, mom, you need to make yourself happy first. You're always doing for everybody else. He would say that as a kid because he really saw what I was doing.
Very insightful young man. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was. There were 1,000 people at his funeral because he was the type of person you could just call and talk to, just easygoing person, very, very lovable type of caring person. But he was giving me wisdom as a child. He could see things, you know, then, but, yeah, so since then, I've just been able to really try to figure out what my purpose is and understand that life is very short and very valuable and everybody should be living every bit of it and doing their purposes.
Yeah. And again, I thank you so much for being transparent about that and condolences again for the loss of your son. You know, so what were some of the strategies you used to kind of cope or the coping mechanism that you used to kind of bring yourself out of that tragedy, kind of help you get beyond it?
It was really mostly therapy. It was in my mind first, because I knew that what my son was and what he represented, he would not have wanted me to be depressed. He would not have wanted me to be on drugs. So just me knowing that he wouldn't want me to be certain ways.
Yes, absolutely.
He lived his life to the fullest. He was 25, but he had traveled by himself. He had finished college. He had done a lot of great things and was doing great things for people. I also have a charity that's in his namesake that I started the year after that, because he was always mentoring kids and going to their sporting events at a young age. He was doing a lot of great things. So as I look back over his life and saw what he was doing in that short 25 years, it inspired me to figure out what is my purpose and what am I supposed to be doing? And I need to start figuring out how to actually live that purpose, which I did. It took some years, but I actually started moving the needle that way. But just therapy, my Angel Moms group, prayer, and just living my purpose is the best way you can honor somebody.
Yes, absolutely. And what's the name of that charity? Because we want folks to get out there and support that charity as well.
My charity is called Kadori Helping Hands, and my son's charity is called Dougie's Kids, which is under my charity. But I do a lot with my charity. His charity, I do a couple things every year, like I'll do scholarships for college students and I'll give out school supplies at the beginning of school year, you know, around his birthday time.
Yes.
And those are the things that I've been doing consistently with his charity. But my charity, I do a whole lot more with that, of course, because I'm, you know, actually in the public eye now. But so both of those charities are on my Kadori Helping Hands page.
Well, folks, get out there and support those amazing charities doing great things in our community as well. So Kadori, as you were going through this process, what kept you motivated, kept you fighting to keep going? Why didn't you give up?
Well, I had 4 other children, so I couldn't let them down. And I know that they needed motivating and help and just inspiration as well. You know, so my children helped, you know, then me just getting to start to figure out what my purpose really was. My other purposes was I have several, God gives some people several talents and gifts, and just trying to figure out how to make them all become a reality, which I did slowly but surely. I did bring all of them to fruition.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm glad to hear that. So How would you say that tragedy changed you as a person?
As a person, it just really made me value life differently and look at life differently and just know that everybody has a purpose and that, you know, you can leave your legacy is what you do and what you leave. And if my son was that age and he left a great legacy, then imagine what each person has a lot of power, what they can do with their lives if they choose to. Mm-hmm. So just living my purpose and helping other people has been a big thing that helps me keep going.
That's awesome. Sounds like a very amazing young man, and good for you for finding purpose in that whole ordeal. You know, as you look back now and you look at your process of overcoming that obstacle, would you do anything differently today in terms of from the process of healing, overcoming it? Would you do anything differently?
I think that if I had to do anything different at that time, when my son passed away, I was having some marital problems with the marriage I just got out of. I think that because of grief, I stayed in that long and I should have, which that person ended up hurting me a lot. They actually stood in the way of some of my healing because, like I was telling you, the Angel Moms group that I joined, about a year into it, my ex would tell me sometimes, oh, you're going to that Angel Mom thing again. He was very discouraging as far as that. One of the grief things that I was in, he was kind of discouraging me for that. Like, I don't even know if that's even helping you. So for me, I was in a limbo because I was going through this grief. I was also having marital problems. But at the time, you don't want to just let stuff go. You feel like maybe it's me. You know, we always blame ourselves. So if I had to do one thing, then I would have got out of that marriage then, and I probably could have got the healing that I needed a lot faster, because when you got somebody living in the house with you, that's very detrimental to whatever you're doing in your life. So yeah, it kind of slows up your healing too, because you're dealing with this drama when you really shouldn't even be dealing with that. You should be focused on all of this over here. So if there was one thing I changed, it would have been getting divorced sooner.
Getting them out of there. Okay. We'll definitely appreciate those insights as well. So, coming out of 2020, we have a lot of folks out there who probably lost loved ones, lost possessions, lost jobs, lost confidence, lost a lot of stuff coming out of 2020. And they're hoping 2021 to be a much better year for them. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give them to hold on in there and to become inspired to get beyond the obstacles that they face?
Well, first of all, never give up. I put that in my book. This is my second book. The first book I wrote in 2017, Inspirational Book for Women. My books are titled Inspiration for Women because I feel like if you get the woman together, women are mostly the child rearers. You're going to touch the whole family. So I target women because I feel like if you get the woman's mind right, you can help the whole family. But certainly men can read it as well. But I just believe in the power of prayer. Yes. I believe in the power of manifestation, that you can speak anything into existence. If you pray about it, you believe it, and you do the work you need to get there, it will happen. It's already happened, but you have to believe it. Your mind is a very powerful tool, so it doesn't really matter what you're going through. And I talk about it in my book. It's titled Ladies Love Yourselves First, That's Happiness. It just means being happy from the inside out yourself. Mm-hmm. And I talk about a lot of my life. And in that book, I also talk about some patients that I've taken care of. Some were millionaires in their homes. And I've had them say to me as a nurse, I would give all this back just to have my health.
We
a lot of times will focus on money, which money is good and it's important, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is your mind, your health and strength. That's the most important thing. If you have those things, you can go make other things happen.
That's right.
If you don't have your health, you're limited to what you can do in certain areas. So I think that people should write down their visions and their goals, speak it into being, and work as hard as you can to make it happen. Get around positive people. If you don't have positive people to get around, get some inspirational books. Look at some inspirational YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. You have to do those things to help yourself. You can't save anybody or change anybody but yourself. So you got to be serious about that.
Yeah. Great strategies. I'm actually getting ready to start taking up meditation this year.
Yeah. I talked about that. Yep.
Meditation. That's awesome. I found me some meditation videos on YouTube that I'm going to start engaging in every morning as well. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great strategy. I love it. So Kadura, great advice. If people want to get a hold of you out there, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Everything is on Kadori Brand, CadoriBrand. That's my Instagram. I don't really use Twitter, but it's Twitter, it's Facebook. My website is Kadori, CADORI.net, and my email is KadoriBrand@gmail.com.
So awesome. So tell us the story behind the word Kadori.
So the story behind the word Kadori, my name is Kathy. So that first two letters is me. My mom name is Doris. So that's D-O-R. And my son that passed away, we called him Dougie his whole life. So I combined my name, my mom's name, my son name to come up with something unique called Kadori. And I Googled it. There was no other Kadori. So
I love it.
I branded it.
Wow. It was meant to be. It was heaven sent. Awesome.
Yes.
So absolutely. Kadori, we talked a little about some hard stuff. Are you ready to have some fun now?
Yes.
you got some water in front of you? Get some water before you.
I got it.
Next. All right, here we go. Take a little swig.
I'm a water drinker.
All right. So this portion of our show is called the Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. It's going to give our audience a chance to know a little more about you. I'm going to simply just rattle off a number of questions to you. I'm not going to elaborate on the questions or anything like that. I want you to give us your best answer to each question, all right?
All right, got it.
You ready?
Yes.
Buckle up. Here we go. All right. Give us an example how you have turned a dream into reality.
Dream into reality was my book. I dreamed about it for years and I wrote it in the pandemic. It just came out in December. So it was done the first year, the 2021 pandemic.
Hot off the press. I love it. Hot off the press. Yes. What gives your life meaning?
Living my purpose.
Okay. If money wasn't an issue for you, what would you do with your time?
If money wasn't an issue for me, I always volunteer. I love helping people. Okay.
I love it.
A lot. Yeah.
Great answer. What word best describes you?
Kind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What problem do you want to solve in our world?
Hunger.
Okay. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I used to love to go outside and just run around and play like hopscotch and run and play hide and seek, all the outdoor games when I was a kid, which kids don't do nowadays. But I love
they don't know anything about that. No.
Nothing.
Nothing about that. Yeah. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Just pour into my businesses because I still work full time as a nurse. So if I had the option, I love taking care of patients, but I would pour more time into all my businesses.
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Looking after, taking care of people in some capacity.
Okay. So, and you're living that. Yeah. You're doing it.
Yeah.
If you could teach someone something, what would you teach?
The power of, that you have power and it's only one you on the planet. So the power that you have is extraordinary and just be yourself. Just all about self-love, self-care. That's my whole brand.
Very well said. I love it. Mm-hmm. Who inspires you the most?
I have a few people that inspire me, but I would have to say my son who's passed on inspires me the most of how he lived his life.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great answer. What's something about yourself that we might be surprised to learn about you?
Well, a lot of people don't think that I have five children, but I do. I actually went to nursing school with five children.
Really?
When I started nursing school, I was pregnant with my last daughter. And when I actually got accepted that fall, she was a baby. And by the time I graduated, I had all five there. Nobody knew I had five kids in nursing school. I just kept quiet and got my grades because it was extremely hard. And when 1 week before graduation, we were just kicking it in the room, just waiting to graduate because we had passed everything. Uh-huh. And somebody asked a question about something and they heard me say five kids and the whole room stopped and looked at me. And they were like, you have five kids? I'm like, yeah. They was like, well, are they adopted? Are they yours? I'm like, no, I have five kids. And they were just floored.
Wow.
So, and that was way back then. So even now when I tell people I have five kids, they don't believe it.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Let's see. I got a few things on the list, but if the pandemic opens up, I want to go visit Brazil. I love to travel. And that was one of the top three or four places I wanted to go at the time of the pandemic.
Okay. I love it. That's on my bucket list as well.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. What's something you'll spend time doing no matter what?
Helping people.
Okay.
Yep.
What would you like your grandchildren to say about you?
that she was the type of person that made changes, positive changes in people's lives.
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
It's telling people to live their dreams.
I love it.
Plant that seed.
What do you love to learn about?
I love reading and learning about finances and businesses, mm-hmm. how businesses run. I was just in a mastermind class yesterday. So I'm intrigued by the different areas and how you can put it all together and connect it.
Sure, yeah. I love it. What sparks your creativity?
I get inspired by a lot of stuff, but I love art. Okay. Art, yeah.
If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
First thing I would do if I was president is make sure that Black people got 40 acres on a mule. That's number one. I would definitely pour into Black people because our ancestors built this country. And I feel like when you can get a student loan quicker than you can get a business loan, that's a problem for me. Mm-hmm. And I believe that people should have the option as whether they want to open a business or go to school, because we have a lot of entrepreneurs in our community and they just don't have the resources to do it. They make it hard, but I would definitely pour into the Black community so people's lives could be changed for generations.
Absolutely, I love it. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
Let's see. If I could follow someone around for a whole day, is that alive or deceased?
That doesn't matter.
I think I would like to follow Martin Luther King around.
Okay.
Because I like the way his mind worked from beginning to end and how he put things out there, and he wasn't afraid to speak out at a time mm-hmm. that wasn't popular.
Yes.
To gain the attention over the whole wide world. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Great pick. Yeah. What do you love to do for others?
Right now, I'm just kind of helping people to get out of the trenches. People that don't have things, daily living essentials. I do a lot of work on that end to help people just like daily need stuff mm-hmm. to survive, survival things.
Great. What's the best gift someone's ever given you?
I would say time.
Okay, that's
time
good.
Time is a precious gift. And as you get older and you look at it, especially you see what we're dealing with now, time is irreplaceable. No amount of gifts or money can replace time.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
Well, people always tell me that I'm a nice person. So I really like that compliment because I really am.
Okay. Yeah. Can't get a better compliment than that right there. Yeah. Right. What's one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Okay, so I don't think I've ever been afraid to be myself. I've never been a follower.
Yeah, even back
in elementary school and high school, I've never been a follower. So I didn't have as much vocal ability then to really stand out, but I don't think I've ever been afraid to be myself.
That's good. Mm-hmm. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
I'm proud of being able to make to be involved in the majorette. I made a majorette squad.
Really?
I was in there, and I was the first one in my family to do stuff like that. So I was happy that I went after it and got it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What does success look like for you?
Success to me means just being at peace and being happy with the way you're living your life, really serving others. That's what success means to me.
Mm-hmm. For the people who know you best, what would they say your purpose in life is?
Encouraging and helping other people. I've been doing that since I was a kid.
Really?
Always giving advice, always helping.
Man, that's awesome.
Right.
What are you most grateful for?
My health.
Okay. What's been the biggest lesson you've learned in life?
To not take time for granted.
Okay. And last but not least, how do you want to be remembered in history?
Helping other people.
Awesome. Awesome. Kadora, you survived. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yes.
You did it. You did it.
Touchdown.
Awesome. Touchdown. That's what I'm talking about. That's my favorite sport. Awesome job. I love it.
Yeah.
You did a great job. Folks, if you're not pumped up and inspired after hearing Kadora, I don't know what's wrong with you though, man.
I know. I want to help that charity out that you said has that bus and go around and help feed those kids.
Yes.
So have your assistant to email me the information because I would love to pour into that.
We'll definitely get you some information about that. And I appreciate your willingness to do that as well. Kadora, you know, the purpose of our podcast is to get people to focus on two things. resiliency and purpose.
Right.
What last thoughts can you leave our audience with around resiliency and purpose?
I would say that regardless of what has happened in your life, whatever mistakes you made, wherever you've been, I was once homeless before I became a nurse years ago. I was locked up before I became a nurse. I was writing bad checks trying to survive and was locked up. So I had to decide. I had to make a critical decision. Do I want to spend my life living like this, or do I want to change the trajectory of where I'm going? So I had to get to a point where I decided that I have children to live for. I want a better life. I want better things out of life. So I made a hard decision to put myself in nursing school and not give up. And I never fail. I talk about it in that book too. Talk about a lot of my failures. The first chapter is called Mistakes. I just put it right out there. Talk about mistakes I made and how I had to change my mindset to go in a different direction. And everybody has that ability. So regardless of what you were before, you can change what you want to do in the future to do what you want to do and be better. It may not be easy, but it's possible.
That's right.
So never give up on yourself and live your dreams. But no matter what you did, don't be ashamed. Turn it around and live the life that you really want.
Man, that's great advice. Advice that's timeless and transferable to everyone out there. And again, Kadori, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to connect with you?
All social media is Kadori Brand, C-A-D-O-R-I-B-R-A-N-D. Email is KadoriBrand@gmail.com. And my website is Kadori, C-A-D-O-R-I.net.
Pretty simple. Again, I appreciate you so much for coming on and sharing your heartfelt story with us as well. Wishing you all the best. Folks, if you're out there and you're an overcomer with an amazing story, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com. Please subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it. We want a 5-star rating. Share with the folks on social media. We're always looking for sponsors as well. So again, if you're a sponsor out there, please reach out to us. Everyone, thank you again for your time and energy today. God bless, peace, and deuces.
Yours truly.
Thank you.
Dr. Watson.